Back here on Locker Room Chat with Frankfurt head football coach Nick Anderson ahead of their game against a Hanover team that, coach, they took on Axtell right before you guys did, and you guys actually played them a little bit more competitively. What are some thoughts on Hanover as a whole here in 2023?
Well, you know, talent-wise, they're probably not where they were when they made, you know, their run a couple years ago, but they're still an extremely well-coached football team, and you know, they're going to try to scheme you to death and formation you to death and try to get you out of alignment pre-snap. And they do a lot of interesting things offensively. And like I said, they're really well coached. So even though talent-wise, it's probably not what they're used to, they still present a ton of challenges. And going on the road and playing at Hanover is always difficult. I think it's 2011 was the last time that we won at Hanover. So that's a challenge within itself. So we definitely got to come out and play much better than we did last Friday.
Coach, how fired up are your guys coming off the loss and still having a chance to host a playoff game next week?
Oh, you know, for the most part, our guys have been pretty even keel. You know, win big, lose big. They've came back to work the next week kind of about the same. So I kind of like that about them. You know, I think they got a little bit of they remember what happened last year in the game versus Hanover, and I think that's motivation in itself. And, you know, it's been a while since we've hosted a home playoff game. I know that's on their mind as well. So if you can't get up to play this type of game, then you probably shouldn't be playing. So I expect our kids to come out and be ready.
Yeah, and kind of talking about your guys' defense and how they're going to be able to bounce back after a rough outing, of course. But the past 3 weeks, they've been able to perform well against some teams that are kind of in the bottom of the district, of course, but still being able to put out a good performance week after week.
Yeah, I thought, you know, defensively we played better than we did offensively against Axtell. One of our goals was to, you know, try to shut down the option, and for the most part we did a pretty good job with that. And then in the passing game, all their yards came after the catch. We kept everything in front of us. I thought it was good. We just struggled to tackle in the open field. So there were some bright spots there. So, you know, hopefully we can continue to grow and have a better outing this week.
Absolutely. Coach, thank you so much for your time this week, and best of luck on Friday against Hanover.
All right, thank you.
That was Frankfurt head football coach Nick Anderson here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Community Healthcare System, Blue Valley Technologies, and First National Bank of Frankfurt. Now time for Locker Room Chat with Frankfurt head football coach Nick Anderson against a tough loss against Axtell. And coach, this is probably not the way you imagined things were going to go this past weekend.
Oh, you know, obviously you never want that to happen, but sometimes you run into really good teams, and it does, and that was the case. You know, I think it was apparent I obviously didn't have my group prepared well enough, and had an injury early that kind of hurt us, and we didn't play with the same energy and emotion as we did the week before. And you add all that together against the best team in the state, and you know that's going to happen to you. So it's unfortunate, but you know, we told our kids and knew going in, you know, win or lose, that game wasn't going to define our season one way or another. So on to the next week, and we got to keep on rolling.
Absolutely. And what are some things you've learned about yourself with a loss like Axtell and then against Linden? I mean, a couple of some of the best teams in the entire state.
Well, and you play teams that don't have any weaknesses. It's you gotta play almost perfect, and you gotta have some things go your way. And if that doesn't happen, then like I said, teams that are built like that are going to have a lot of success, and that's what happened.
Yeah, and Axtell's defense, certainly they showed up, and you guys weren't really able to get into a groove offensively, a little bit because of the weather, a lot of the wind, so weren't really able to get the passing game going. Just want to get your overall thoughts on how your offense performed.
It was a struggle. I think I told you last week defensively, they do some things differently than most teams that present some challenges, but their skill set and their size allows them to do that. And you talked about it, you know, a 20-plus mile-an-hour wind isn't ideal to throw the ball in, and injury and on our offensive line on the second series of the game. So all those things made it challenging. Had four or five drop passes that one would have been a touchdown, a couple others would have been first downs, and one led to an interception and a score. And So it was, you know, a lot of things that didn't go our way, and, you know, that's just the nature of the beast, and you got to keep moving on.
Chance for a big get-back-right game coming up against Hanover. We'll talk about that in just a bit here on Locker Room Chat.